Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Whatever might be the tangle in which men are caught, if they get immersed in the Lord's name, it will make them free. Besides, by this means, they can realize without fail the name and form through which they constantly remember the Lord. There is no iota of doubt in this. The sadhanas of yoga, pranayama or tapas are beset with pitfalls at every step, and they are full of dangers too. But in the sadhana of japa or dhyana or smarana, there is no likelihood of any fall or any other danger. In the former type of sadhana, the practices differ according to caste or religion. In the nama sadhana, there is not even a trace of such distinction. Hindus, Muslims and Christians may differ on many points, but they are all one in the glorification of the name of the Godhead. All of them take but the name of one Lord. though the language through which the name is expressed is different. Each one recites, repeats and remembers the name as formed on his own tongue. Each one turns with his fingers the rosary appropriate to his religion. But for everyone, there is nothing so fruitful, so universal, or so holy among spiritual disciplines as these: Japam, Dhyanam, and Smarana.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 91st name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Sarvabhishta Pradaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Abhishta means desirable objects. Baba grants all desirable objects from food, clothing, shelter, health and happiness to the vision of the divine form, which man yearns to earn. He says, quote, "As a fish is drawn towards the rod by a worm, I drag you towards me by means of some ache or pain or loss or distress. I then win your loyalty to the discipline. I encourage and lead you on by the hand towards the goal of the human individual, the realization of divinity." Unquote. That discipline starts with control of speech, renunciation of evil habits like smoking and drinking, adoption of sattvic food, giving up sensual entertainments like the cinema, and the reading of degrading literature. It insists on bhajan, kirtan, japa and dhyana at regular hours of the day, and step by step the props of evil fall off. The fog fades and man is made aware of the Madhava he is. That is the highest abhishta Baba confers, for which he chooses us and fondles us as a mother does her children. It is the mother aspect of the Shiva Shakti that graciously grants tushti, that is contentment, joy, courage, self-confidence, beauty and splendor, and pushti, that is excellence in speech, health, wealth, children, home, residence. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 91st name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarva Bhishta Pradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sarvabhishta Pradaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who fulfills all our good desires and aspirations. Wherever in the world there are people with good thoughts, engaged in good work, Bhagwan Baba fulfills all their aspirations, irrespective of whether they are aware of Baba's name and form or not. One of Baba's devotees, while performing puja, used to recite Baba's Ashtotram, 108 divine names of Swami, daily, and on every Thursday recite Baba's 1000 names. After the puja, he would prostrate full length on the floor and convey his pranams to Baba. He would imagine Baba being present right in front of him and would feel Baba's feet while offering his pranams with both his hands. He would also leave a gap in between his hands while offering pranams to Baba's feet, as if Baba was physically present. The ritual of offering pranams to Baba's feet was his happiest moment of the day, and he would literally leave space between his two hands, imagining Baba standing in front of him. One day, when the said devotee visited Puttaparthi, Baba came near him and said, quote, "I am standing near you now. See my feet clearly. You can now determine how much space you need to leave between your hands. While you prostrate full stretch offering pranams, it is getting difficult for me to stand within the space you leave between your hands. Observe now how much space you will need to provide. If you can leave some space to the left, then I can stand comfortably. I would always be standing by the side of your puja room to answer your heartfelt prayers. Baba has proved the aforesaid beautifully in this incident.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 91st name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvabhishta Pradaya Namaha. The 92nd name is
Om Sri Sai Kalyana Gunaya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. When the attributeless divine essence was agitated by the first faint urge to desire to become many, creation started. When it takes on human form, like Satya Sai Baba, it comes endowed with attributes, which are Kalyana, that is auspicious. Ponder over the physical charm of the Satya Sai form, the soft sweet smile, the star deep eyes, the lovely nose, the shining forehead, the slender frame clothed in silk, the fairy feet. Oh, his is Kalyana Swarupa indeed. Then recollect over his lovely voice, his nectar-filled palm, his hand that assures and protects, his wisdom, his mercy, and his divine might. This is the texture of the vesture with which the Nirguna Brahma has clothed itself as Saguna Sai. Just as when all colors merge, it becomes colorless, white. When all Kalyana Gunas assemble in one divine person, he is really Nirguna, attributeless. Prema or love is the sweetest of the Kalyana Gunas Baba manifests. This love flows towards all in equal measure. But the sick, the distressed, the weak, the poor, the downtrodden share it in far greater measure than the rest. His compassion is spontaneous and extremely sustaining. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 92nd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Kalyana Gunaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Kalyana Gunaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, whose virtues are beneficial to humanity. Sant Dhyaneshwar says, "Shall I call thee Saguna with a form or Nirguna formless? Whether Saguna or Nirguna, Govinda is one and the same." When the formless divinity assumes a form, he incarnates as God in human form. The Saguna Swarupa of his comes to earth for the welfare of mankind. Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba has incarnated on earth for the same purpose and is constantly engaged in the welfare of mankind. Bhagwan Baba says, "I am not a Nayak, leader, but I am a Sevak, servitor. I am born to serve." And in accordance with this statement, he serves not only those who worship him, but serves all mankind. Swami says, "My life is my message." And right from childhood, the Kalyana Guna, Bhagwan Baba, has been translating his words into deeds. The little Satya was ever engaged in giving food and clothes to the needy. As Bala Satya Narayana, he started the Pandari Bhajan group and attracted not only the residents of Puttaparthi, but also the folks from the surrounding villages. Through this bhajan group, he inspired people to tread the path of devotion and also beckoned them to keep their homes, their surroundings and their minds clean. He taught them that the pure vibrations that are emitted through Nama Sankirtan keep deadly diseases away. After the declaration of his avatarhood, he started monumental projects in the three spheres of education, healthcare and drinking water supply to fulfill the promise given by him to his mother, Ishwaramma. The entire world is acknowledging him and lauding these projects today. Anyone can avail of these benefits completely free of cost. Tasks on such mammoth scale are possible only to God, who is Kalyana Gunakari, that is, whose virtues are beneficial. In the earlier times, when the crowds of devotees were not so large, the bhajans at Prashanti Nilayam were held every morning and evening for a duration of 1 to 1.5 hours. After the bhajan, 3 aartis were sung. After the aartis, the head priest of the temple used to hail in a loud voice, "Bolo Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Babaji Ki Jai! Bolo Puttaparthi Mahatma Sri Satchidananda Murti Ki Jai!" And all the devotees used to repeat Jai in a loud chorus. Later, after Swami's mission stepped up, the duration of bhajan was reduced and Bhagwan Baba asked for only 1 aarti to be sung. A few years later, Swami told everyone that instead of the Jai after the aarti, everyone should say Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu thrice and end the session with Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, meaning thereby, let all beings in all the worlds be happy. Let all attain peace. Swami has also said, quote, "Whenever you sing to me with a pure heart and a sacred selfless thought, I always keep my gracious glance upon you." Unquote. If a person has done a great sacrifice during his lifetime or any good deeds in his previous births, Swami especially showers His grace on him. Is it possible for anyone to survive without God's grace? Such benevolent thoughts can come only from the Kalyana Guna, Bhagwan Baba, who constantly thinks about the welfare of mankind.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 92nd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Kalyana Gunaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam.
Saram, dear listeners, the Dasara celebrations are on and commemorating these beautiful festivities going on in Prashanti Nilayam. Radio Sai offers you the third set of Karoke Sai Bhajans. Please do download them from our website radiosai.org and make use of them to enrich your bhajan sessions wherever you may be.
एकोंकार सतनाम करता पूरक निरपार निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अर्जुनी से भंग गुरु प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच।
Krishna 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 Ji Bolo Nitya Nitya Japi